Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Sports Lounge. Oh, yeah, I'm your host, Mike Lawrence. Glad to be with you here on the big broadcast, along with the star of the program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the guy that checks all the information and news out right up until showtime, the icon, Fred Dreyer.
Hey, welcome to the show. Great to be with all of you. I'm making lots of notes. It's midweek for us here in many ways, and we're preparing ourselves. And I'm making all of my notes, and there's a lot of stuff going. There's a lot of stuff going on in baseball. We want to talk about this pitching thing, where apparently any manager can force an umpire to take the opposing pitcher out of play for a moment and search him as many times as he wants.
That's right.
So there's all of that that's going on, and the
Trevor Bauer may be facing consequences.
Yeah,
That was with a woman.
Yeah, that's right. But we'll get to the bottom.
That
will turn out to be what it is, and you deal with it as it unfolds.
You're looking good. Can I mention to everybody that this is a big time for you because this is coming up your birthday week right after the 4th of July. The country had the 4th of July as their birthday, and shortly a couple of days afterwards, you, Fred Dreyer, were born, and it was just a gift to the world.
Well, I came out raring to go because there was a job to be done, and by God, somebody did it.
Thank goodness to your lovely mom.
See?
But Fred's birthday's coming up on Tuesday, so you might want to know that. I'm giving you a little tip. If you want to send expensive gifts or whatever, we're set to go at our post office box. Send them on in. That's right?
Yes.
We'll accept anything of any nature at all.
Yeah, I've gone through my Tootsie Roll and my Kit Kat.
You still like them.
I do, but I got burned out on them. I was eating too many.
There's a new guy around here, and he's really ticking me off. And only you, as Hunter, could handle Robert Davi. He found my Vine to Bar Doc chocolate squares, and he's eaten all of them up. I don't even have any left to give to you, and I know how much you like chocolate, and it's your birthday.
Is it dark chocolate? Oh, well, Bob's in trouble now.
With Chardonnay,
Bob's in trouble.
We'll be back. It's the Sports Lounge. For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Kaanapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Kaanapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I Resort.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Citizens, no need now to clamor for culinary gustatorial delights. Dreams do come true. Columbo's has triumphantly reopened its golden doors to feed the famished and soothe the savage beast. Bask in the delights of Columbo's succulent steaks, Neptune's superior offerings from the seven seas, Columbo's family Italian specialties, and, of course, their world-famous meatballs. And it's all so affordable. Yes, Columbo's, the ninth wonder of the world, the Southern California pantheon dedicated to unrivaled and unparalleled yum-yum. Columbo's, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, mangia bene.
And we're back here in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We moved Fred a little bit away from me. You're cramping my style a little bit here.
What happened?
You're okay. You're fine now. All right. Our chat room is open here. We broadcast everywhere. We're on Sports Byline, all the great radio stations nationwide, coast to coast on Sports Byline. We're on Sirius XM. We're on 217 channel, Sirius XM, channel 203, on Sirius 217, XM 203. And on the internet, there's Sirius XM 967. And then the video streams going on Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, Periscope, Roku, Tiki Live, CRNTalk.com. And of course, coming to you on the CRNTalk.com. And don't forget, you can email Fred Dreyer there, Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D. D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. A reminder, too, those of you that want to catch a glimpse of Fred, if you're in the Los Angeles area, he hangs out after the Sports Lounge at the Ramp in Burbank, California. Loves the pasta, loves the steak, loves the seafood. Really, really loves the salmon. And he has double salads when he goes there.
I love that Ramp.
You do double salads.
Yeah.
Your birthday's coming up. We got to go take you to the Ramp. And you, listeners, if you're in Southern California, if you fly into Burbank from anywhere in the country, right up the road, just 2 minutes up the road is the Ramp. 10% off your bill. You get a free drink with your meal. Hey, if you want to get the coupon, just email us info@crntalk.com. CRN Talk, info@crntalk.com. That'll do it for you. Now, let's get into some stuff here today and talk a little bit, if we can, about baseball. They're trying to speed up the game. They don't want to, you know, just to move along. They don't want the pitchers taken out often, so you bring a relief pitcher in. That guy, that relief pitcher's got to throw to at least three batters before you can take him out in an inning. And so anything they can do to speed up the game.
And that is becoming an idiotic rule.
If a guy just doesn't have it.
One of many.
If he doesn't have it, you got to get him out of there. Am I right?
The game actually goes faster if you let the natural progression of what a manager and the players want to do.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So that's the deal. So in an effort to speed up the game, they've decided they can strip shirts, search players for illegal substances on the baseball when you're a pitcher.
Yes, and may I just start? Let me just start the ball rolling here. What exactly are they looking for? Give me the
stuff.
I know they're looking for substance that will alter the flight of the ball. The spin of the ball.
Correct.
Okay. What is that substance?
Suntan lotion and maybe some rosin or something in there.
Okay. All right. See, but that combination is okay because everybody sweats.
Yeah.
Everybody sweats.
Yeah.
And the league places a rosin bag out at the mound for anyone to use.
Yes.
Anyone can on that field can walk over, an outfielder, an infielder. They can go over if you're playing shortstop and it's a little bit of a damp day and the ball is a little greasy. You get to go over there and wipe the ball in your hands and put the ball back into play and everything is okay.
Suddenly
now you've got a league who is now deciding, wait a minute, we got to cut down the spin rate. You need rosin to grip the ball, and the combination of rosin, as Trevor Bauer so aptly put it last week, you need rosin and sweat, and I can hold the ball in my hand, in the palm of my hand, because there's enough adhesive in that chemical compound to make it possible to use the ball to the safety of the batter. You don't want a pitcher out on the mound throwing 100.
Oh yeah.
Who can't hold on to the ball and the ball comes out early, hit him right in the head.
Exactly.
Hit him right in the head.
He needs grip.
He has to have it. As they say, get a grip. All the pitchers in baseball are trying to get a grip.
Yep.
But the league keeps deciding government baseball is best. You have to interact. You have to interfere. And this is what we have. We've got the game slowed down. It's insulting. You've got pitchers that are starting to get PO'd. And they threw out this Chicago White Sox pitcher here this last week. And I want to know what they found. That's what I want to know.
And if they make the accusation, even the baseball greats like Clayton Kershaw are saying, if you're going to accuse somebody like from the Washington Nationals, Max Scherzer, that he's doing something, you better make sure if you're an umpire that you got the goods on him instead of just constantly stopping him. I mean, they talk about defund the police and illegal strip searches and all this. They're doing it on the ball field, for gosh sakes. You better make sure you got some kind of evidence on it. Take a look. Maybe you see a ball coming in there. You look at it. You go, this looks like he's got some dust or something it shouldn't have on it. You better have a reason.
Yeah, well, not only that, but you had better get together here in this offseason, you player reps for your teams, your 30 baseball teams. You have to get together and decide how you're going to sit down and tell ownership, this is what we'll agree to, this is what we will not agree to. If it's a renegotiation of a past understanding that doesn't work, the game is becoming boring. And last night I called you. I left a message on you.
You did.
I called you and I said, somebody come by with a station wagon and take me the hell out of here because I'm bored to tears.
You were done, right?
This is it. I'm done. I just can't take the pettiness and the BS of Major League Baseball, football. Football's going to be a disaster in terms of its rule, its regulations, and I'm braced for it.
I've never seen so many rules change every year than in recent times in all sports. And here's the thing. They're trying to speed up the game of baseball. They're slowing it down. And we don't see the half of it because they go, and as soon as the pitcher's done pitching and he comes off the mound, you see him when they go to the break and they're going to put the score on the screen. The pitcher's stopped and the umpire's there and the guy pitcher's handing him his glove and he's showing him his belt and he's showing him everything else that he can possibly show. He's probably dropping his trousers right there on the field for all I know because I'm into the commercial by then. But that's what's going on in baseball.
Well, here's the other thing. From starting tonight, starting with the Dodgers series in D.C., take a look at how many times the umpires stop.
Yes.
The
action.
Stop the pitchers when they come off the mound at the end of an inning. And start shaking down the glove and the hat and the ball, and they're not even looking at what they're doing. They're looking at the pitcher, and it's as if, well, we got to do this. You know, this is what it is, and hand it back to him.
Yeah, and it's God forbid they find a couple of people with some illegal substance. It's going to be all over the news.
But I want to know what it is.
That's what I want to know what it is too.
Because remember, the league has already sanctioned the subject matter that yes, the pitchers have a need to have a better grip on the ball so they can use substance. What is the agreed-to substance that they have. It's sweat and it's rosin. And I can sit out there on a hot day and take sweat off the back of my neck and put it on the rosin in my hand and make a nice little paste.
I've done that with you before when we've been out together.
I know.
It's great.
It's really good.
I was putting wallpaper up and ran out of the sticker and you were over.
And I came over and like a huge Sharpie, I just... Rubbed my head on your wall.
Rubbed it there and got some sweat off the back of your neck. And that paper's still sitting up there on that wall. It's solid.
Yeah, it took me about a month to get my hand off the back of my neck.
But that's what's going on in baseball. But, they won't let the owner of the Houston Astros, he doesn't have to divest himself of the team after he knowingly cheated by hitting trash bags and trash cans to alert his players of what the pitch was coming up. We're not going to touch that one. But let's go ahead and hassle every pitcher in the game of baseball.
Well, I'm not done with him yet.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn. Star. Hey, what are you? Don't that tickle? Stop that! Stop it! Would you stop?
Stop it! Wait a minute! There's something that fell out of your pants.
Hold on a second. Stop! What the heck is that? It's a letter.
Fan mail in your pants.
It disappears too. It's very good. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with Fred Dreyer here. With just one press of a button, I can change from a bottle of water.
Look, I'm
come
here.
Back to myself. There
I'm,
you go.
I'm here with my favorite person.
Hey, yourself. Okay,
myself.
Let's check some items here if we can from the neighbors that are there. We got Kathy saying, happy Wednesday to all from Lawndale. Nikki says hello from Lincoln, Nebraska. Nikki also says, happy early birthday, Fred Dreyer.
Ah, very good. Very good. You're 6 days away, I think. You're a week away.
Yeah, 4th of July
today's
weekend coming
today's
up.
Today's the Wednesday the 30th. Okay.
James is saying happy early birthday to you, Fred. So Rachel as well. Happy Wednesday, Fred. And Mike from Southern Nevada. I was in Las Vegas, Nevada last week. It was warm, but a dry heat. It was okay. Bernard says, regards from hot and humid Ottawa. And
Ottawa.
Yeah, Montreal is... going up against Tampa Bay in the Stanley Cup final. How
about that? Is that the final?
Yeah, that's the. I think Tampa Bay was leading that series. We'll see how they are when we look up there and see what else is going on.
Yeah.
Going to be good stuff. So if you want to talk to Fred, we're on Facebook Live when we do the show. Get there and you can make your chat room. And then you can email Fred, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We'll do it for you. Follow Fred on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Coming soon to Instagram. So that'll be good stuff.
We got a lot of changes that are coming along here. Certainly, I think the fans will approve. We're going to get involved more in social media. We're going to expand our broadcast to 5 days a week as opposed to one. And so there's lots of things going on.
Can I share a problem that I had that maybe you, with your knowledge, can shed some light on?
With knowledge in what?
As a homeowner. Do you have at your home, do you have that homeowner's insurance that they advertise where the woman's sitting there and the sink is springing a leak and leaking and spraying her? And she goes, I've got that in the insurance to take care of all this. Have you ever had homeowner's insurance to repair stuff?
I have homeowner's insurance.
But I'm talking about the repair homeowner's insurance. If your refrigerator breaks down, they repair it. If you don't get it.
No.
So I got it and my air conditioning unit went out. Hot, right? That's when the air conditioner goes out?
Yeah.
So it's the Sears home warranty. Sears.
Yeah, that's it.
They were pretty good up until now. But now they come out to fix it, and you pay like $100 for them to come out and fix it. And this is the
So there's a deductible, you're saying.
You pay the $100.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this is the compressor is out. That's the big one.
Oh, the compressor.
Yeah, it probably costs around $1,200.
So it's not compressing.
It's not compressing. And so they're going to replace that, and the labor is going to be taken care of. However, there are some extra charges that they don't cover in the home warranty.
Uh-oh.
like they have to modify the high voltage line. Now, what do you modify? You disconnect it, you put the new thing in and connect it. But to modify the high voltage line, it's $120.
On top of the this, a buck you already
get. I
got to
pay that. Yeah, okay. And then they've got now, they when you put a brand new, I talked to another compressor, air conditioning guy. He says when you put a new unit in and they inspect the house when they're building it, you got to put these screw caps on the end of the line so the Freon doesn't come out.
Yep.
But he says when it's in your own backyard, you don't have to do that. Oh, no. I got to have these tapper-resistant caps that they put on there. How much do you think that is? $125 to
that's
put those.
That's $325 so far.
You got it there. So then it's like, yeah, it's $250 right now already. So now add in, then they have to flush the refrigerator lines. That's covered. But then they have to reference line the mods, and that's another $130, whatever that is. They have to clean the evaporative coil. Now, they didn't even go up in the attic to see if the evaporator unit needs to be cleaning, but that's $180.
Who put that up there anyway?
In the house, so I had it changed.
Is that where they put it?
They put it up in the attic now. That's where they put them. That's took it out. And then they dispose of the old unit for $50. So it's another $600+ that I have to pay.
We're up to $600.
Yeah, exactly. That's a ripoff.
Yeah, you don't want it. You're best off getting a screwdriver. Phillips head, I prefer.
Yeah.
But the hammer and crawling up into that crawl space, just like my dad did.
Tinker around.
As he would yell. He says, keep the light on. Don't turn the light off when I'm up here.
That's exactly.
Okay, Dad.
Dads always did that when they had, you have a light or a flashlight. Invariably, when you have your own children, the same thing happens. You yell at them because they have a tendency to take the flashlight. Next thing you know, they're busy looking at bugs or whatever, and you're looking straight ahead, and they've got the flashlight in the back corner. You guys, they put the light right here where I can see what I'm doing.
Can't you see I'm fixing this?
So for Christmas once, I got one of the great stocking stuffers. It's a strap that goes around your forehead like a doctor, and it's got a floodlight, and you can just bend it down yourself.
Oh, those are good.
That's really good.
Those are good.
We'll have to. Shall I bring a couple in, and we'll do the show with them on one time? Would that be fun?
No. Okay. Yeah, I like the big miner helmets. You put them on, and you just walk around the backyard.
That's your favorite?
That's right. For some reason, when you put those things on, that's when the squirrels come out.
You seem like the kind of guy that would be like if you found those night vision goggles, wouldn't you get one and see if there's stuff moving around in your yard and look out the
window? I always do that.
Yeah, I would.
I carry my glove compartment.
Just look around.
So if I get pulled over, I put those on.
And careful, because if you buy the cheap one, it's just like one lens. You want to have the regular binoculars, both lenses.
Right. Yeah, of course.
So you can see what you're doing. All right. We went on a little deal.
Well, anyway, you said, was there an indictment on the insurance situation?
So it sort of ticked me off when they said $600, but then I called my air conditioning guy and says, a compressor is $1,200. So what they're doing is they're making me pay half the cost of the compressor on top of the $100.
I'll give you the phone number.
Yes? Of a great air conditioning guy?
Of Comfort Zone.
Ooh. Ooh.
It's a very reputable.
I feel it already.
Honest company that will come out and adjudicate the misery that you're so desperately trying to get through right now.
I'm equal. Jewish people, whatever, they can do whatever they want to adjudicate it, do this, whatever. But they'll fix it for you? Is that the deal?
Yeah, they'll absolutely do that, and they'll do it right.
That's what I need.
And
it's hot.
I might even show up and fix it for
you. I'm telling you, it's hot. And it's not so much the heat, it's the humidity that you get used to air conditioning.
Oh, the humidity. Come on.
Slows you down.
It's enough already.
All right. What else we got going here? Let's take a look and see what's in the news here a little bit. And the New Orleans Saints, are they going to have a quarterback this year?
Still have a franchise?
Drew Brees retired. What's going to be going on?
Hey, I was at a friend of mine, and he was on the phone talking to Archie Manning. So
Manning, the father of Peyton
and
Eli.
Yeah. That's right. And so I got on the phone with him and talked to him for about 20 minutes. Haven't talked to him in years. It was just like I had talked to him the other day. I said, you know, the last time I think I really gave you a good talking to, Archie, was during the TV timeout at the Superdome. during one of our Sunday afternoon games when I asked you, I said, I can't believe you're still playing for this franchise. I said, you know, you could be the first guy to die in action on the field.
You told him that?
Yeah, he laughed.
Jeez. It's really funny. You were good friends, still are, obviously. You picked up, that's the best friendship, you pick up right where you left off.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You told me a story once, and I want to share it with our listeners. Where you, as a younger Fred Dreyer, were with Archie and his kids, and you had, was it Peyton or Eli or both of them bouncing on your knee?
Go ahead. He repeated that story
he
to
did.
Me.
He did. Oh, yeah. I got to hear it from you.
He repeated to that story. So he says, yeah, I do remember that. I do remember you and Youngblood were, he asked about Jack. I said, yeah, he's fine. He's out there riding horses out there on a dude ranch up in Ocala, Florida, I think, something like that. And I said, "Well," he says, "Remember what was that thing you just said?
The bouncing them on your knee."
He says, "You were doing CBS Sports."
You were. A lot of people don't know this. Fred was a color commentator for a year.
I was there, yeah. And then I came over to your house, and. Olivia, your lovely wife, was there, and I said, "This was when Peyton was just a little pup," and he says, "Yeah," and you put him up on your knee and fed him rice.
And thanks to you, look at the career
look
the
at
kid
him.
Had.
Look at him.
And this was the beginning of your diet. You got salmon and you got rice, and it was a special Fred Dreyer rice.
I said it was 1981, Arch.
What kind of rice was it?
Always brown.
Yeah.
Always. No.
You gave the kid something to really think about. Did you tell him, say, Peyton, I hope to see you someday in the Super Bowl? Did you say that to the kid?
I said, when you chomp down on these little grains, you're going to just be such a strong kid.
And Eli didn't.
And he looked at me and just chewing away, looking at me.
And Eli, a great kid, but he didn't get any, did he? Did you give any to Eli?
Oh, he wasn't around yet.
Oh, he wasn't born yet? There you go, Cecil. Eli missed out on that.
Yeah, he might have.
That's pretty good. And so you and Archie just picked right up. That's a great story.
I think Eli was, I think there's, what, 3 years
I think
difference?
It's like 3 years, yeah.
Well, I think then he was just a little guy. He might have been a year old, maybe.
Did you go over and check the formula?
But Cooper wasn't born yet.
Did you check the formula?
I tried it on my wrist.
You did? Throw a little brown rice in there for the kid?
I rubbed some brown rice on my wrist in it. Yeah, this is good.
And whisper in Eli's ear, when you retire, work in the front office. Did you tell him that also?
No, I didn't think that far ahead on that one.
That's too bad. Oh, boy. All right, we're going to take a little break. Those are great stories. Could we get maybe Archie Manning on the show? That'd be great.
Yeah, sometime we will.
Where does he
During go? The football season, we'll get some people on this year.
Where's the family headquartered? What city?
New Orleans.
Oh, still there. You're right.
Yep.
Yeah, he is going to play. He's still playing, but no, I'm just kidding. We'll take a break. Come back with more. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. It's important to choose your battles wisely. Starting a business and experiencing growing pains can be stressful. Focus on your most valuable assets and stay steady on the path to success. While you are still small, you don't have the time, resources, or influence to do everything at once. You need to be careful what you decide to go after and set achievable goals, especially when it comes to your marketing budget. Each small win will make the next one easier. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
It's the perfect season for a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies Summer Sale Event. Save up to 45% on secure PCs built for business with Windows 10 Pro. You'll also find great savings on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and other accessories to help boost productivity. Plus, enjoy free shipping on everything. Do more with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL for business specials during Dell's Summer Sale Event.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses and
Faraz's
the
flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers. Hold, please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. It's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Mr. Nike today in that great shirt. The Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. And, of course, the iconic actor from Hunter and Land's End. And we're getting a lot of mail about Hunter's being played on apps and everything all over the place. A lot of people really enjoying watching you, Rick Hunter.
It's a rebirth, as they say.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, it's great.
It really is good stuff.
It's a lot of fun to see people rediscover it after all this time.
It really is good stuff for you, too. Let's check and see what we got here coming through on Facebook Live and Twitter and all our video streams we got going. And by the way, a lot of comments coming in. Nikki says, oh, nice, 5 days a week. How cool is that, she says. Also, she says, you're better off having a reference for, to me, a good handyman because of the money you spend. And you're right. And she hopes I have AC. I still don't. They had to fill out the forms. I had to sign it. They mail it back in. I got to wait for them to come and do their job. From Lawndale, they say there's a Lawndale air conditioning in that area. And you used to live in that area. She says, open the front door, let the ocean breeze take over.
That's it.
Is that what you do?
That's what my father said when he came back from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, boy.
He said, humidity. Brother, all I got to do is come right around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Is open the front door and the back door, and the whole house cools down by 20 degrees.
That's true. Now, there's a comment here from Nikki. She says, Fred, you could write a recipe book for healthy eating, and I think you could, with salmon, Peyton Manning's rice that you gave him as a young kid.
That's right.
And the bottle of water that you like.
Yeah.
Charles is saying happy birthday to you as well. So a lot of people wishing you well.
Well, thank you all very much.
Coming up on the 6th.
Thank you. Yeah.
So that is good. Now we want to, if we can here, take a little look at something here. This comes to us from Pam, and she says, and she's got a photo that we sent along. For those of you on TV, we'll describe it to those of you on radio. But there's a photo of you in a 1956 Chevrolet Bel Air. It's a convertible, and you drove this one in the 1987 Hunter episode Straight to the Heart. And there's a picture of you, and you got your shirt off, and Pam's saying...
What do I have my shirt off for?
Very nice chassis on both.
Oh.
I don't know. I think I kind of like the 56 Chevrolet chassis.
You like the old chassis.
But it's not, you're pretty well duked out there pretty good. Huh? You look like you got a fishing pole. Fred is there. For those of you on radio, he's got boots on. He's got not regular boots, but, you know, like hiking boots. And he's got his Levi's on. No shirt whatsoever.
The shirt's on the hood. See it there?
Oh, yeah. You took it off and laid it there. Were you working on the car? Were you
changing
oil?
Well, the car took a dump, and then Hunter got his fishing rod out because that's where he was going. He was going to go fishing up in the hills. And so he was out there flipping around, and this is the show where actress Lydia Coronel, who comes by and picks me up and forces me to do things that I haven't done since I was 30.
Shades of Trevor Bauer. We got to be careful.
Yes, exactly.
So this is, how was that car to drive? This 56.
They're all, you know how it is. I mean, this was 1987.
Nice convertible.
And the car looks good too. But that
is my rim shot.
That car. Where is our stuff? Where's our stuff?
We'll have to talk to Mike Gary about it.
Jesus. I feel like I'm so alone.
I know. So do I. Yeah. Our band is on strike.
God.
Anyway, so this, you got the fishing pole. You're supposed to go fishing. She helps you out. This, by the way, this car, we should say two-tone. It's a blue and white, beautiful with the cloth top. And it's got the wide white walls on there. I like that, too.
Well, that's in the spirit of the era of the popularity of those cars. But those things were rickety. There's no framework. The front ends were, the ball joints were all loose and stuff, and it rolled. There was no
really?
There was no anti-roll.
So you wouldn't want this car back.
I wouldn't want to have to be responsible for it. No.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, let's get to some fan mail here. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Alistair says, I had the biggest crush on you when I was just 14 years old in 1984. Boy, did I want to bump into you somewhere in Los Angeles, California. It was never meant to be. I didn't meet you. Darn, maybe in another lifetime.
Not at 14, though.
That's true. Got to be careful. Yeah, that's very true, Alistair.
You got to be very careful. Yeah.
Darren is saying,
but thank you anyway. I greatly appreciate that sentiment.
Mr. Dreyer, according to Darren, he says, my name is Darren, and I'm usually not in the habit of directly messaging anyone on Facebook, let alone celebrities. But my wife and I, and see if you can remember this episode. We may have to look this one up and watch it. Mm-hmm. But my wife and I need some help figuring out an episode of Hunter. Yes, I know this is a damned pretty thing of me to do, but we're big fans of you and the show, and it's driving us crazy. Now, it's the episode is called The Beautiful and the Dead, and they're trying to figure out how Leo Zukov and the murder victim, Christy Carlson, knew each other. Was she having an affair with him and witnessed him killing Humphreys at the motel? The motel? Any input you have, Fred, would be great. Fred,
well,
you know,
all of these plots in these shows, they just run together for me after a while. So,
really,
that scenario that you just surmised is probably pretty darn close.
Yeah, and we may have to take a look to see look at that episode. That's the Beautiful and the Dead episode. Maybe somebody can help us out there because we have a lot of great fans. You can follow us on Facebook or email us at freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Can't we do something like this? Can't we take a clip from any one of those shows over the years?
I would think so.
And play him here on the...
Let's try.
Because when someone says that,
it would be great
to say, let's take a look at that scene and put it up there. Why can't we do that?
And it would definitely keep within our topics of talking sports.
It would be.
It would be great.
It would absolutely be.
It'd be great.
Because I'm a sportsman.
I know you are. And you had we know that for a fact, because not only were you the all-pro defensive end, but you went fishing every now and then. Also, we saw with the Chevrolet there, you go out. Where was that filmed? What area? Was there a lake?
It was in Malibu.
Was it Malibu? Oh, it's a deep sea fishing.
No. That was...
Up in the Malibu Canyon?
You know what that street right there is?
What's the street? Yeah, what is
that? That's Mulholland Drive.
Oh, boy. A lot of wineries.
Because you know,
there now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mulholland Drive goes from all the way from Hollywood, Woodrow Wilson,
mm-hmm.
all the way west to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm...
So that Chevy broke down just as you got
there? I broke down there as soon as this thing, the guy says, bring it to a halt and just slide in there and stand around. It didn't say anything that in the script that I should do that. So I just said, what am I doing here? There was different time lapses of me sitting on the hood, you know, waiting for help to come along, my POV of the long road, and they wound up with my fly rod out there in the middle of the street.
And we see you with your fly rod. And I have to tell you,
yeah,
A lot of people don't know this, but Fred and I are friends for many years, and I knew Fred at that time, and I was about the same shape as Fred, only I was passed out in the back seat, resting back there while you were going to flag down some kind of road service guy. So I was actually in the episode, but in the back seat.
It was actually, it's really funny, that in the world of Hunter,
yeah.
I flagged down a road chick. She worked for the tow company.
Yeah.
And she was, you know, she was a supermodel.
Yeah, she was the one.
Yeah, that was the one.
All right. Okay, Bubba is saying, been watching Hunter for several weeks now. Watch it when it first came on TV. And now, and this came to us on June 13th this year, just love it and the show and Fred. And I love Fred. I will watch it every time it's on TV. Always love your co-host. I guess that means me.
Yes.
Could have been Stephanie Kramer.
It could have been Stephanie Kramer.
But then we don't know for sure.
Well,
all right, James is saying, I would like to say I liked and enjoyed The Hunter Show. I watched it when it first came on TV. I was young. I just started to watch the whole series again on Roku, and I'm enjoying it again. Great TV show. What a hoot. All the beat-up, broken-down police vehicles. It's very funny, very entertaining. It was. You guys put together a good show, Fred.
It was a terrific show, and it was different when the show first came out on the broke the sound barrier when they put this thing on in 84. It came on, and it was different then, and it's remained. If you take a look at what all the procedurals are today in police shows, you'll see how different this show was. This was really a flashback to the old days of early 50s TV.
All the accolades are coming in now. Charles saying happy birthday. Marina says, hi, Fred Dreyer. Someone also said you have a nice wardrobe in that picture of that Chevrolet there with you.
Mm-hmm.
Shirt was off.
Mm-hmm.
Martina says, I love watching Hunter with you and Stephanie Kramer. Beverly says, hi, happy 4th of July. Also, you are so handsome and sexy, Fred Dreyer.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy, they're getting
Look out. Watch out.
Charles is saying, happy birthday, Mr. Fred Dreyer, also Sergeant Rick Hunter. Happy birthday, Fred Dreyer. I had a car like that. It was like driving a bed. That's what Bruce says.
It's like driving a bed.
Someone's saying they had a crush on you when they were a kid. I got DVDs of Hunter for Christmas last year, and they're enjoying those. I got the ringtone of Hunter on my phone. Someone says, Zukoff and Chrissy Carlson did know each other. Yes, so see, I told you they would know. Charles is saying Zukoff and Chrissy knew each other in that episode that Darren was talking about in the Beautiful
sounded
and the
like
Dead.
It sounded like they could. Otherwise, how in the hell did he wind up killing her?
That's right. Beverly says, happy birthday, Fred. She might be in Los Angeles next year doing some sightseeing. We'll do some celebrity graveyards, and we'll see you again. Hopefully we're not in them.
Oh.
And we'll have happy 4th. And somebody say, I love watching Hunter. It's my favorite show.
Thank you so very much, guys.
That is a lot
I really appreciate
coming.
That.
Just exploded there on the screen.
Yes.
All right. Charles is saying, Mr. Fred Dreyer, to say it mildly, I've enjoyed your acting. I've enjoyed your acting style and the way the writers and the producers did their work. I would also like to single out the younger crowd that would act on a TV show. What is Danny Ponce, the other actor who was the kid that played Danny Sanderson on the episode Heir of Neglect? I guess one of my biggest questions is, did any child or children ever appear on a scene with you on location? And the other question is, did Miss Kramer's child, ever bring her child to the set? You brought your daughter. Did Stephanie Kramer bring Stephanie Kramer's child to the set?
She didn't have a child.
Oh, well, then she didn't bring her to the set.
She sure as hell didn't.
There you have it. Okay. That settles that thing right there. Email us if you have questions for Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. All right. What else we got here for you now? We've got training camp dates are kicking off for football. And are we going to go to the Rams camp again this year, do you think?
Well, they call every year, inviting, and I don't like turning people down when they invite. So, to answer your question, yes, we will be going out there.
All right. So that'll
as a matter of fact, excuse me.
Yeah,
we may just cover that event through through Instagram.
Oh, now there you go. We get that Instagram account up. That's what you want to do.
There we will.
That'd be pretty good stuff. Patriots are announcing their first set of training camp dates. They're getting ready to go. The Indianapolis Colts are proving full capacity at their home games. And the NFL is suspending the supplemental draft that they usually have for the second straight year.
They're not going to supply it? They're not going to supplement it. No supplement?
No. But we'll take some supplements so we stay strong and look like you in that picture.
Wow.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. So we got to touch on this. Trevor Bauer, the Dodgers starting pitcher. Allegations from a woman stemming from a sexual encounter earlier this year with the Pasadena, California police said it's investigating an alleged assault, which it says occurred around the middle of May. The case could be turned over to the DA's office as soon as Wednesday, at which point a decision would be made whether it will move forward. The woman was granted a domestic violence restraining order and against Trevor Bauer, according to the attorney. Trevor Bauer says that she approached him and wrote him notes and said she wanted rough sex. And so they got together a few times, and now she's saying she doesn't want to be near him. She's got a lawyer. And, hey, if you're a sports celebrity, shouldn't you have a brains to stay away from anybody that's asking for something that seems a little out of line? And then if you're a woman, if you are indeed tweeting that and you can prove it, what are you doing a lawsuit for? This is kind of a weird thing, Fred. It's the facts aren't all in, obviously.
Well, I make a note here that athletes today must be aware of the politic of the day. You know, this stuff acts as as a Chinese finger puzzle. You know what those things are? You put your finger in each end, and you push it all the way in, and then you try to get your fingers out of it. You can't do it.
That's very true. So don't put your fingers in to start with.
Or anything else.
Very smart advice. It's just, it's, you know, and there's one thing about Trevor Bauer. He's pretty straightforward and honest. Something comes up, he'll tell you exactly what he's thinking. So we'll see how this turns out.
Well, it's going to be interesting, but he's too smart to be this dumb.
Let's hope. We'll find out. All right, that's our show. If you missed anything, don't forget to email Fred comments, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. We're here every week at this time. Sports, Byline, CRN Digital Talk, Sirius XM. We're happy to have you with us. Don't forget our podcast with our Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer, the place for Spotify and Google and iHeart and Apple, you name it, we're there. Check it all out. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Well, listen, it's great to be with you as always, and we're going to see you next time.
Have a great week.